deadlines. In local news, Cape York residents have been left to fend for themselves as the local store and service station have gone out of business. Saisia Supermarket, owned by community organisation Saisia Enterprises, launched in 1996 in an effort to generate employment for those in the town. However, the store and service station closed without notice in March, with no acknowledgement of whether they will be reopening. In the meantime, residents are needing to travel more than 5 kilometres to the next town in order to get groceries and fuel. The closures occurred after 5 new directors joined the board of Saisia Enterprises. Further inquiry has been made into staff wages being unpaid since the closure. The Office for the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations has ordered a full financial examination into the situation. 2 potentially deadly fire ant nests have been discovered in a new housing development in the Sunshine Coast. Harmony Estate, which is located in the suburb of Palmview, marks the 9th new housing estate to have a fire ant outbreak in the last 12 months. National Fire Ant Eradication Program Compliance Director Tom Roberts said DNA testing was underway to determine the source of the Palmview outbreak. Fire ants' venomous bites can cause reactions ranging from pustules to, in extreme cases, severe anaphylactic shock and even death. The 2 discovered fire ant nests have been destroyed, and National Fire Ant Eradication Program inspectors are still searching bushland, parks, gardens and children's playgrounds at Palmview to ensure there is no further outbreak. In national news, formal investigations have been taken after a 4th great white shark has washed up on the South Australian coastline on Monday morning. The shark, which was beached on Henley's coastline, was 3 metres long and looked like it was pretty sick, according to witness Antonio Rositano. The incident follows the discovery of dead sharks at Ardrossan, Aldinga and Port Wollonga in recent weeks. Experts are concerned that it could be linked to the algae blooms that have been spreading across the South Australian coast. A PARSA spokesperson has stated the cause of death is still under investigation and any links to this incident and other recent shark mortalities at other locations on the South Australian coast are unable to be determined at this stage. Anyone who observes sharks washed ashore or dying in shallow water should report the observations via the 24-hour fish wash hotline on 1800 065 522.
Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart, has urged the country's conservatives to lean into a Trump-like policy amongst a landslide election. In a lengthy statement, she expressed the Make Australia Great Again policies should be implemented, including the cutting of government housing initiatives to lower taxpayer spending. She also said that the Liberal government should focus on education based off principles of common sense and truth. Furthering her points, she used right-wing governments such as the US, Argentina, Italy and Hungary as positive examples of government. She finished her statement by saying, "Let's use this time to build, to enlarge the foundations of common sense, rationale, and truth." In international news, the Trump administration has announced that it will offer undocumented immigrants a once-off $1,000 payment if they self-deport to their home countries. The measure comes as the Trump administration aims to decrease the associated cost of deportation. With the aim of deporting at least 1 million people in the first year of his term, Trump has garnered criticism for the implementation of wide-sweeping, discriminatory laws that have affected many U.S. citizens, some of whom have been deported without due process. The self-deportation method is estimated by the administration to save Associated Departments $17,121 for every self-deportation, but opponents of the program have criticized it for relying on the aggressive nature of Trump's border force to carry out the new measure. The Department of Homeland Security has confirmed that one person so far has accepted the proposal. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance for afternoon showers. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.